Hello, Dr. Weinberg speaking.
Hi, this is Shalette calling from Local Splash.
Oh. Hi, Shalette. I'm glad it's you.
Okay.
How did we get to be mountain time?
Well, we're on Pacific time. I'm on Pacific time. And so when you set an appointment, it's supposed to be telling you your time, but the appointment was set for, and you're on.
I'm on Eastern time. I just couldn't figure it out.
Oh, you know something? Your account does say mountain. It should say Eastern, so let me fix that.
Okay.
That's what's happening.
Good. I'm glad it's, because I can make this time. I didn't expect to be, I tried to cancel because I thought it was, anyway, standard turns out to make the difference. So anyway, thank you.
You're calling because
well, there were two things, but mostly I think there was a phone message from you guys that didn't come through. And I was just checking that there was something, this was last week, that I should have followed up with then.
All right. So let me go check what's outstanding. Because we do have some messages that don't require any action. So
okay. This was, I couldn't hear anything and nothing got transcribed. So it might not even have been you. It's just that I don't usually get calls from California.
Okay. So let me just double check the last time we sent a lead. Let's just check if there's any messages directly from us. And no emails. So let me check something else. Just a recap on leads that you got.
Okay.
So nothing directly from us.
Great. Thank you. And while I've got you, I'll tell you that, as it turns out, I think there were 89 or 90 of those that all taken care of, but not the 83, not the 63 I told you about.
Oh, my gosh.
But they were, I think, actually, I don't have any problem with the money with numbers, and I'm hoping we're still going to go ahead with what you had said, so this is not a complaint. I think they didn't refund the one from the 8th, which I think is also an extra, and I think, I don't care because the money comes out just fine, but it may change, sorry, I'm walking, it may change the date of my statement, because I think I saw something that the next billing was going to be on the 8th instead of the usual 25th. Whichever way that comes out is fine with me.
Okay, let me see when's the last proper billing.
That was August 25th.
Okay, and then you did get billed on the 8th. Oh my gosh. Okay.
And then the lot of them. But in terms of the numbers, I'm happy with however that comes out if we're still going to do the loyalty program. Wow.
We are.
Great.
Let me just double check what we have set up here. Okay. So you billed on the 25th of August and you billed on September 8th. Let me just do some math here a minute. Well, to offset that a little bit, if we put it back to the 25th, then your last, not from 9/8 when you paid, a couple weeks sooner than you should have been, or maybe 3 weeks sooner than you should have been. If I put this back to the 25th, it'll help offset a couple of those weeks. So,
sure. Whatever's easy at your end with the, if I understood the loyalty program, I'm way ahead of the game. So.
Okay. Well, good. Thank you for that. Because this was no small thing.
Yeah, no. Whatever's easy for you at this stage.
So what I'm going to do is, I'll just recap. Your next billing will be the 25th of October, and having said that, You're going to have that credit October 25th. You're going to have that credit November 25th. After your December 25th payment, you'll have your first free month again for
great.
The loyalty. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Right. You're
I
welcome.
Am
thank you
hoping
for your understanding.
Oh, yeah. That was just, as it turns out, it worked out just fine. It's not a problem. Had I been trying to get a mortgage approved in the middle, we might be having a different conversation.
Right.
I'm hoping to have something to do within the next month or so on the account. So do I get back to you or just anybody?
Well, you can always ask for me when you call back. And remember that depending on what you decide, like how we'll handle it, if you call in and you say, hey, this is all what I want, 1, 2, 3, like that, then myself or someone will send that over to the website department. But I think we discussed it. If it's a little bit extensive or not completely clear, then it's best that once you call in, we make you an appointment with the website department and talk directly to the person that can make the changes.
Great.
So
great.
We can do it either way. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. I'm hoping it will be extensive, but it the first round may not be as ready. So I'm looking forward to getting the new business stuff up and running and then get it filled. So thank you very much for all your help with all of this.
Oh, you're welcome. And, you know, when website changes, a lot of times people, you know, they may do a lot or a little, and then, you know, then as soon as they see it, then they know what they want to do additionally. And
yes.
We can do it ongoing until it's just how you want it.
Great. Thank you so much. I will talk to you again then.
Okay.
Let
all right.
Go.
We'll look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you.